Hey, my name is Carly Rae Jepsen, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
In a next life, what would your career be?
In my next life, I think I would be a pastry chef at a bakery that I owned. One time early on in my teens was a pastry chef assistant at this place called Trees Organic Coffee, and I found it just to be the most relaxed that I've ever been. I would make coffees, lattes, scones, cheesecakes, and I knew all of my customers, and it was just like a really happy, wonderful lifestyle for a while.
What's the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
The hardest part about my job is navigating the business side of my job. My dad early on pointed out to me that it wasn't my forte and that I was going to get nowhere if all I wanted to do was write songs and perform them, but I had to get my head somehow still wrapped around the other elements. And every year I think I get hopefully a bit better at it and actually more engaged in it as well. And I'm starting to not hate it so much.
When did you realize music could be a career?
I had an epiphany around age 7, as strange as it sounds. My family had heard me singing everywhere around the house to the point of driving them all mental. So my father finally asked if I'd like to perform at a local talent show in Mission, BC, Canada, where I'm from. And he accompanied me on acoustic guitar, and I sang the Bangles' song, Eternal Flame, and a little ditty from Beauty and the Beast. And somehow, I think probably being 7 was on my side, and we won. And the prize was $400. And for $400 for a 7-year-old is like you're a billionaire. I remember taking my money straight to the toy store and buying a Barbie mansion and thinking, this is what I think I'm going to do.
What was the first album you ever bought?
Well, I'd been sort of fed on a great appetite of folk artists growing up from my parents' taste. So I rebelled when I bought my first CD and went for the Spice Girls.
What advice do you wish someone gave you before you started in music?
It's a strange type of career. I used to be completely frustrated at the fact that it wasn't like becoming a doctor or becoming something else that felt very hard to achieve, where you could just go and do a certain amount of school, and as long as your grades were good enough, they'd hand it to you. There was no real, like, obvious path. And I had a lot of great advice from people where they just sort of said, knock on every door, try this, try that, be hungry, work with bands, talk to managers, see what you can do. I think no one really explained to me how much of a life sacrifice it was going to be. And it's one where you're kind of tested to know if you want to do it for sure every step of the way, because it takes not seeing your family as much or being in the same place, and your social life kind of gets diminished. And it really is something that has to be a passion above all everything else in order to commit your life to it. And if someone had told me that, I still would have said yes, but it would have been nice to be prepared for really what it takes to take on this type of career.